evidence of salvation. I'm talking about God entered covenant with man at various times, and he gave a token for it. This token, what is this token? It is something that we make God to remember his covenant. And it must be visible. It will be visible both to God and to the person he has entered the covenant with. Oh, the token is not assumed. The token is visible. And the token is not spiritual. It is physically seen. It's not an abstract, brother. It is tangible. The condition that made it to destroy the world, has it changed? No. Man is even more wicked now than the time of Noah. The world has gone more wicked, more apostate than the time of Noah. But when the anger of God wants to come, the token will appear. Then God will remember his covenant and he will withdraw his anger. And he went to Abraham. Evidence of the covenant between me and you. The thing that when I see physically, anybody see physically, then we remember the covenant that I have with you. It is the token. What is the token? The circumcision of your foreskin. So he entered a covenant with Abraham. With Abraham, circumcised the foreskin. Both you and everybody in your house. Anybody that will come under this covenant, male child, must be circumcised. And anyone that refuses to circumcise, he has broken the covenant, and you know the effects. This promise, this covenant is enough for David to stand before a Goliath and make reference to that covenant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He had a token to show. Therefore, he's not afraid of any giant. He had a token to show, and that token is visible. The token, evidence that you are connected to that God, is a token. This time, it is not more to be applied in any physical door. Romans chapter 2. Man, this time around,
of God.
The circumcision is in the heart. Now, and that circumcision is the token. Do you have the token for salvation? Do you have the evidence that you are in a covenant with God? Have you applied the blood? The life that is in the blood is the token. That is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, there is, we have been talking about the Holy Ghost. Let's look at it from another angle. Now, during the lockdown, I preached a message that I titled The Token. And I know that many of you may not have had it during that period. You may not have, because only those who were online and those who were able to go to the archives. And I promised that when we resume, I'll preach it. So I forgot. But Olumide has been reminding me. You promise you will repeat that sermon. You promise you repeat that sermon. Okay, so I am repeating it today. Amen. Now listen. And the topic we are looking at is derived from a text I picked from Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 13. Now concerning Rahab and the two wise men, spies that Joshua sent to Jericho. Now Jericho is to be destroyed. And the children of Israel will take over that land. And they heard what is happening, the whole city of Jericho, they are in fear. But there is a prostitute, a harlot, that saved those two Jews that they were looking for to kill. Hallelujah. And in verse 12, listen, that is where I pick my text from. Listen. Read it from verse 12 and verse 13.
Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness.
This is Rahab telling the two spies.
That you also show kindness unto my father's house. And give me a true token.
Give me what?
A true token.
Give me what?
A true token.
A true token. Token.
And that you save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death.
And that is where I pick my text from. That you should show her a true token. An evidence, something evidence that the evidence that you will not kill me. You will not destroy me and my father's house when you people come in here. Show me that true token. And today the topic is, I'm looking at the token, the evidence of salvation. The token, the evidence of salvation. Hallelujah. And what is a token? The token is anything serving as a visible, it must be visible, as a visible or tangible representation of a fact or a quality or a feeling. A token is an evidence. For example, you will hear statements, English grammar, I wanted to offer you a small token of my appreciation. I want to show you that I appreciate you with an evidence. That evidence that proves that I am appreciating you is the token. And he says, for instance, you also hear of, I want to show you or give you a token of my love. And when a brother and a sister engage themselves to be married, they exchange their marital vows, that is where the wedding ring comes in. The wedding ring is the token. That is a visible evidence of my love for you. I will wear your own anywhere I go so that everybody will know it's an evidence that I am married. Oh, and it reminds me of your love for me. And concerning salvation, and for every one of us, this token has three applications. Three applications. The first one, the first application, is the token that is applied after a covenant is entered into. It is applied when a covenant is entered into by God Himself. I'm talking about the token, evidence of salvation. I'm talking about God entered covenant with man at various times and he gave a token for it. Now in Genesis chapter 9, for instance, from verse 11 to verse 17, concerning Noah.
And I will establish my covenant with you.
Now he's entering a covenant with Noah.
Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood.
The covenant is that God is making a covenant. He will not use water again and destroy human beings, destroy the flesh, as he did. He was telling Noah.
Neither shall there anymore be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between
me. Say it again.
And God said, this is the token
this
of the
is
covenant.
The token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For what?
Perpetual generation.
Forever and ever. Go on.
I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant.
Now, this is the token. This rainbow that we see. We call it rainbow. It is a bow. In the where? In the cloud.
And it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh.
Uh-huh.
And the bowl shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant.
This is the token of the covenant
which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth.
Now. So what is this covenant? This token, what is this token? It is something that we make God to remember his covenant.
Something visible.
And it must be visible. It will be visible both to God and to the person he has entered the covenant with.
Amen.
I want to stress that visibility of the token.
Prophesy.
Oh, the token is not assumed. The token is visible. And the token is not spiritual. It is physically seen. It's not an abstract, brother. It is tangible. I'm stressing this. See what token means so much to God. Has the condition changed? The condition that made him to destroy the world, has it changed? No. Man is even more wicked now than the time of Noah. The world has gone more wicked, more apostate than the time of Noah. But when the anger of God wants to come, the token will appear. Then God will remember his covenant and he will withdraw his anger. He will not do it anymore with water. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he went to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17 from verse 1. Read it up to verse 14. Let's read it so that it's a Bible study.
And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine,
he entered another covenant with Abraham. Go on.
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him,
yes,
I am the Almighty God.
Uh-huh.
Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Uh-huh.
And I will make my covenant between me and thee.
Uh-huh.
I will multiply thee exceedingly.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham fell on his face. And
you see the covenant? I will multiply thee exceedingly. It's a covenant. Uh-huh.
And Abraham fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee,
uh-huh,
and thou shalt be a father of many nations.
See it?
Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham.
He won't change his name.
But thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee,
uh-huh,
and I will make thee exceeding fruitful.
Oh,
and I will make nations of thee,
yes,
and kings shall come out of thee.
Yes.
And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, uh-huh, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant,
uh-huh,
to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee.
Uh-huh.
And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger,
yes,
all the land of Canaan, uh-huh, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their
and
God.
And that is the land Palestinians are fighting the children of Abraham up till now, Israel. Uh-huh.
And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed
you
after thee.
You must keep this covenant. Go on.
Thou and thy seed after thee in their generations.
Yes.
This is my covenant which ye shall keep,
uh-huh,
between me and you and, uh-huh, thy seed after thee.
Uh-huh.
Every man child among you shall be circumcised.
Listen, oh, and this is where the token is. Go
and
on.
Ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin,
uh-huh,
and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and
the
you.
The evidence of the covenant between me and you. The thing that when I see physically, anybody see physically, then we remember the covenant that I have with you. It is the token. What is the token? The circumcision of your foreskin. Go on.
And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you.
Yes.
Every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in the house and he that is brought to thy money must needs be circumcised.
Uh-huh.
And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant.
Uh-huh.
And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant.
Okay. Now, so he entered a covenant with Abraham. He swore to bless him, make him a father of nations, make him fruitful. Give him a land that is flowing with milk and honey. But evidence of this covenant, let's have a token. Something that when I see, I will remember the covenant. It is the token. With Abraham, circumcise the foreskin, both you and everybody in your house. Anybody that will come under this covenant, male child, must be circumcised. And anyone that refuses to circumcise, he has broken the covenant, and you know the effects. And that is enough. This promise, this covenant is enough for David to stand before a Goliath and make reference to that covenant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He had a token to show. Therefore, he's not afraid of any giant. He had a token to show. And that token is visible. Then we go to Rahab again, where we pick our text from. Chapter 2, Joshua. From verse 10 to verse 21. So that you just catch the picture, what the token was.
For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you.
Joshua chapter 2, verse 10.
When you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan.
This is Rahab telling them, telling the spies, we know how you people, the exploit people have been doing since you left Egypt.
That were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath.
Somebody, something is going to happen around you that unbelievers will know that you are serving a living God. Oh, certain. That is the benefit of the covenant. Yes?
Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token.
A true token, yes.
And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered, our life for yours, if you utter not this our business.
See the covenant they are entering into now?
And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee.
That is the covenant they are entering with her.
Then she led them down by a cord through the window. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, go you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. And hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned. And afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine
oath. Now listen very well now. We will be blameless. So we will be blameless of this oath to which thou hast made us to swear. Verse 18.
Behold, when we come into the land.
Listen now.
Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread.
This red thread here, this red cloth here, you will bind it where?
In the window which thou didst let us down by.
This same window that you brought us down through, hang this red thread there.
And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the streets, his blood shall be upon his head. And we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be within the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thy oath.
If you reveal this secret and they catch us, they finish us, then the covenant cannot stand.
Which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line.
She did it exactly. That thread, scarlet colored thread she hung by that window, is the token. The only reason that they will not destroy that house when they come to Jericho is if they see that token. It must be visible. Hallelujah. It must be seen. It is not an abstract. It is when they see it that they will know we have a covenant with this house. This house cannot be destroyed. And anybody that is inside the house. Another example is Exodus chapter 12. From verse 12.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night.
Now he told them, oh glory be to God. Before we come to verse 12, we know the story. That is the last plague that is to plague Egypt. The death of the firstborn of every man, including animals. The firstborn. But this is what you will do. Hallelujah. You are to take a lamb and slaughter it and apply the blood in the lintels and the doorposts of the house where that firstborn child is. Okay, go ahead.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt.
This is what will happen.
And we smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Yes.
Both man and beast.
Yes.
And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Now, note verse 13.
And the blood shall be to you for a token.
Again.
And the blood shall be to you for a token.
Again.
And the blood shall be to you for a token.
For a token where?
Upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I want you to note something. The plague is going to come upon Egypt. Every family, there will be weeping and crying. Listen. It is the firstborn that the death was after. Secondborn, in no concern. Lastborn, in no concern. I preach a message, I think I titled the attitude of the firstborn. What do you think will be the attitude of the firstborn? Throughout that day, will he sleep? So that you'll understand why he said, watch and pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Those that the thing did not concern, they are not bothered. Death is coming. Hallelujah. The firstborn is the strength of the family. Hallelujah. The firstborn is the point of interest. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you may not know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Jesus is referred to as our Passover. That is a type. He said even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us to pass over from Egypt to the promised land. The lamb that was slain as the Passover, for the Passover feast, Christ fulfills it before us. But now watch who we are so that you will understand how that blood is applied. In Hebrew chapter 12 from verse 22 to 24, when you come to Christ.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living
when
God.
When you come to Christ.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
And to an innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
Again, where do you come to when you come to Christ?
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Which are written in heaven. And to God the judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Go on.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling.
So this blood of Jesus is to be sprinkled also somewhere. And it is to be sprinkled by the firstborn. And the church of Jesus Christ is the church of the firstborn. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, amen. If you are part of the body of Christ, then you are that firstborn. And we are not to be destroyed. Amen. Destruction is coming upon this world. But God has decided that he will save the firstborn. Hallelujah. His own firstborn. Amen. But the lamb must be slain. And that lamb was provided by God himself. Amen. Oh, because he's the head of the family. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has to provide the lamb. And the blood is to be applied by the firstborn. But this time, amen, in Israel, it was applied and everybody will see it physical. Physical. The blood is applied there. And I'm sure, hallelujah, When you talk about the wise virgin that had extra oil, you will understand now. I believe the firstborn will have extra blood. So that if for anything, one renegade secondborn will go and then clean it. Whether na joke or na by hatred or he won't kill me. Because I watch, if he clean, I'll cut it and apply again. You must have extra oil. Because you never can tell what will happen. Hallelujah. The firstborn had no rest. It is only the firstborn that vigil means something to him. It is only the firstborn that watches to make sure that the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, has nothing to accuse him of. It is only the firstborn, hallelujah, that is watchful. He is watchful. What is he watching out for? He is watching his spiritual graph. How am I faring spiritually? I hope I'm still on fire. Am I backsliding? Let him not come against me unawares. But when I see the blood, he said, I will pass over you. And judgment is coming upon this world. Whether we like it or not, whether they believe it or not, even you listening to me, whether you believe it or not, if you like, say it is an abstract. If you like, whatever you call it, because the religions of the world all make claims to this same heaven we are talking about. But I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that made the claim, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to this world, oh glory be to God, no man coming to the Father, except by me. He is the only one that made the boast, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it up again. Hey, glory be to God. He's the only one that said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh a sign. But this is the only sign that will be given to you. The sign of Jonah. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, so shall the Son of Man be under the earth. Oh, glory be to God. It will be a sign for you to know who I am. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He's the only one that made that boast. He's the only one that said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Hallelujah. He's the only one that boasts that he is the bread of life that cometh from heaven. Hallelujah. That a man will eat and live forever. He's the only one that boasted, if you see me, you see my Father. He's the only one that bear the name Emmanuel. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who do men say I am? That songwriter says, and who do you say I am?
And whence do you say I came?
Oh,
do you know the Father? And can you tell his name? In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see?
Hey.
Jesus is the great I am.
Oh.
And the Lord of Lords is he.
Hallelujah. I have told you, this revelation you have of that name Jesus, if you have it, you will not use it anyhow. Reserve it so that you will enjoy the power in that name. That is the only name that is given, that is a name above every other name. It is only that name you mention, every knee bows. Even in heaven, when you call that name in heaven, on earth, even beneath the earth, every knee bows.